I just needed you to sit your ass somewhere. Like, I need you to stay in jail and stop getting bailed out by these random ass folks. Like, I saw his little stupid interview that they was making memes of. I'm
I
fighting for my life. I
need
haven't
some.
seen my children. Like, all of this whole thing. And it's like, sir,
He was trying to play the victim,
please.
wasn't he?
Oh,
On
and
the
that,
interview,
and
of
then
course.
some.
Yeah, on
And
the
then
interview.
some.
Oh, Achilles, you're the meme master. You did tell me. How was that interview for you?
I mean, it was hilarious. I didn't even get to see it all. I just was looking through all the memes that everybody was doing. They had like anime memes. They had all types of memes for it.
You know it's bad when you know the whole interview by media of memes. Like every single clip, like every single second of that interview is posted somewhere as a meme. And that's how I watched the whole
Facts.
interview as a meme. You know it's
Facts.
that bad when the whole interview is a meme. He's trying.
He deserved like an award for that. Like his performance was great.
No, you know who deserves an award?
Great.
The interviewer. She wasn't budging whatsoever, bro. She
Gail,
was.
because she was not fazed by that shit. Like she was sitting there like a mother watching her child throw a whole tantrum. Like, boy, if you don't sit your black ass down, I'm not playing with you. She didn't flinch not one bit. She sat there like a mother. Robert.
Exactly. I was gonna
Robert.
say that.
She
Like
was
a
not playing with
mother.
him. She was not playing with him. If she
Bro.
had to, she probably would have got up and slapped the shit out of him, to be honest.
Bro, like for real, when someone calls, like when you know you're in trouble, when your mother just sits there looking at you and just saying your full name. Not even the pet name, this is the full name. Robert, please calm down.
Exactly.
That shit was amazing. All right, that's. I want to say that's all and done. I'm pretty sure the internet is not never gonna forget because the internet never forgets, to be honest. I don't know what else happened this time that we've been away. Sorry we've been away. Life happens, shit happens, and Bloomy happens. That's all I can't say to y'all. I'm sorry. Also, because like, what happened last time we couldn't do it? It was good. Bloomy was moving places, doing his laundry. He was out.
He was at the laundromat the first time.
Okay, aha. That was the first time,
No, the
right?
first time he was in Jersey
Oh yeah, because he
with them
was
bitches.
yeah, the backwood fingers. I got
Then he
you.
was at the laundromat.
And then he was moving. So all of this happens because of Bloomy. Now, if you want to reach out to us and tell us how mad are you at Bloomy, you can do so with the hashtag fuck Bloomy. 2019, 2020, you know. Just make it brand it on Twitter or any other social medias that you can think of. But I would say to what else happened?
Jussie Smollett got all them charges dropped.
Fuck
Oh,
yeah, how did I forget about that?
so he's a free man. He's out, you know what I'm saying? But apparently he got to pay back the state of Chicago like over like $100,000 for like the use of their resources and shit like that.
Yo, you saw who was the officer's fucking face and the mayor's face? Like, what the? That was their whole
They was
thing.
tight. They was really tight.
Like, 'cause they didn't know. Like, they got notice of him his charges being dropped the same day that that we know at the same time. Like, that is no, not the
But
way.
I felt like what he got served was fair. He got to pay the fine,
Yeah.
and I think he got some community service hours. Why I really think they was mad is because he got the white man treatment. They
Yep.
was really they was really trying to throw that nigga in jail and make him serve real ass time. But he got the white man treatment. He just got to pay a fine and do some community service hours and people tight.
Is that why you think they're mad?
That's what I feel like, yeah, because they were really trying to like they're trying to really like make him go to jail. Like, no, like what he did was not right. Like, he needs to serve time for it. Granted, what he did was not right. Like, if he did in fact set this all up, I really feel like he does need some type of mental help. There were rumors saying that he might have been on something or he's addicted to something. Don't know how true that is, but if he did come up with that, like, as a whole plot, how everything was, you know, planned out and how it was executed, I really do think he has a problem and he needs help. Yeah. Is jail the help that he needs? Like, serving real jail time, like, years? No, I don't think so. But he definitely should pay that fine. Like, you did waste mad people's time, so...
Yeah.
I mean...
All I'm saying is, I saw this comment on the internet. Chicago became Gotham without Batman. Like, that's what it is. This man is the Joker. He planned everything out, how everyone's gonna react and shit. What?
Bro, I don't think he's that level. I think he's, like, really low level, unnamed, man.
I would've said Nick Malley is, like, this man just fucking wasted everybody's time with petty crime. This man over here. But I do agree with the thing is, like, oh, you wasted our resources for some bullshit, so you gotta pay for it. I think 100, or is it 100 for the that he has to pay, the 100K that he has to pay for using his resources? Because I feel like that's a little bit, that's a little for him as an actor. I don't know.
You gotta understand, he got a job now. It's gonna be hard to find him a job now. So
you think that's... it's gonna be hard for him? I think it's gonna be quicker for him to get a job. You know, everybody's talking about him, then whatever next show he gets, they're all gonna be talking about that show.
You think it's gonna be like the Charlie Sheen effect?
Yeah, I mean, any kind of press is good, like, for people.
No, it ain't. Nah. No, it ain't.
Like, some people might be just hate watch. I don't know. Like, for real, I don't know what can happen with him from now on, but I still think, like, 100K is a little bit, it's still a little bit, although he's doing what, he's working, oh, what is he gonna do for community hours, like, the fuck is he gonna do? Picking up trash and shit, or?
Shit, I don't know.
What do they do with people this level, like, do they still make them go pick up trash and shit?
No. I do want to say, they already counted his past community service for this.
What?
Oh.
Oh, so he ain't doing shit.
Over?
Yeah, he's not doing anything, as far as I know.
Oh! What?
So what you're saying is when I go to Christmas, when I go on Christmas and I pass out food, I can keep that for future crimes.
Are they really giving him this goddamn treatment? Like, okay, now I'm on your back, Avery, because this shit. Yeah, they mad. They mad that he got away scot free.
He got that rich white treatment for sure.
Exactly.
Oh, thank you, Brandon, for the little update too. Because holy crap, I didn't know about this shit. What else happened?
The Cardi B.
Cardi B. Do that again.
No, don't do that again, sir.
Avery, you wanna any input on that?
Show me how to do it better.
Oh, wait. Nah, you gotta say it again. I was not paying attention. Go ahead.
Oh, no, seriously. Do y'all think that what she did and what R. Kelly did is the same thing? Because that's really what the conversation is about.
Nah, like, this is an old topic.
She deserved the same treatment. She needs to be canceled because she was doing the same shit R. Kelly was doing.
Nah, this is an old topic. But Achilles, you got info on this. You want to run back what happened? Just to let everybody. This is also, I'm pretty sure everybody knows, but just for people that wants to know, just let us know what happened.
All right. So for what I know, a guy came out and said that he had took Cardi B out and he took it to the hotel, and then all of a sudden he woke up and all his money was gone, and he was accusing her of drugging her and taking the money. Now Cardi B has come out since then and said, yeah, I did drug my old boyfriend. So she admitted to doing it, but she was saying it wasn't like random guys on the street. It was people who were like her boyfriend. So she would sedate them and then take you know, thousands of dollars and then go spend it and then come back to the guys in the relationship.
What? So I got a different story.
Uh-huh, go ahead.
That's like the same story, but different. So what I heard, what it was that guy had went to her strip club, the person that came out and was like, oh, whatever. And he was like, I guess that was his bachelorette party, and he was getting married. And so, you know, she was a stripper or whatever. they got into it. They went back to a hotel room. And then when he woke up, his wallet was gone. His money was gone. His belt was gone, whatever. And he just took that L and charged it to the game because why? He was about to get married. He wasn't about to tell his soon-to-be wife, oh, hey, I lost all my shit because I was fucking with a stripper last night. And that's what I thought it was. Like, she would only do that to men who would pursue her that had, that were, like, in relationships. So it was for her kind of like, oh, you playing your girl, I'm gonna play you, and maybe, you know, you'll learn to not be a hoe bag out here in these streets.
Oh, okay. So
that's the story that I got.
So is there any more people that came out saying, oh, yeah, she did this to me?
I only seen one.
Yeah, I only seen one guy. But I think, like, if people comb through her tweets, there's some tweets where she's kind of admitted saying, doing things like that. I think I watched a video where she said that she would, if her boyfriend would cheat on her, then she would take him out, get him drunk, get him, you know, give him a pill, and then tell him, hey, let's do a threesome, and then do the threesome, and then find out, like, after he wakes up, he finds out that the girl that he invited wasn't actually a girl, it was a tranny.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So there's a video where she says that, but that's only other...
Yeah, where she would, like, get them lit and perked up, she said.
All right, yeah. So besides all that, what was your argument, Avery, that they were...
No, not my argument, the internet's argument. They were saying that she needs to be canceled because that's like R. Kelly, Bill Cosby shit. She drugging niggas and robbing them. Yeah, and then you have some folks... Them, I mean, it... Right, so let's get into it, right? So the other side of the story is people saying, oh, that's a part of the life. You know, strippers do that every day, blah, 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 blah. Like, she was just trying to survive.
Like, Akila said, charge that to the game, like...
Yeah, like, it's just a charge to the game. You're going to take your L and move on, because that's what strippers got to do to survive sometimes. Like, nobody ever talks about, you know, these niggas going to the club and raping strippers. Because they like, no, I don't want to have sex with you. And then they wait for you to come out when you are going home and, like, jump your ass and rape you. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
A lot of people are comparing this to Bill Cosby. I would compare this to, like, maybe armed robbery. But you know what I mean? It's something like something that these gangsters rap about, you know, sticking people up, things like this. I think this is just like the female version of it. You know, she'll holler, you know, bring somebody over there, drug them and rob them so she can come up. This is how I look at it.
But you don't think, I mean, I don't know if I would call it rape, but it's like, are they really consenting though? If like it was a transgender person, like, you know what I mean? Like,
on that specific.
On that specific title, it's fucked up, but at the same time, depending on what she used, if she just used alcohol and if they consent to the Percocet, so if she's like, hey, yo, drop this, you know, take this pill, and he's like, yeah, I'm gonna take the pill, and then she convinced him to have sex with this transgender, it's very fucked up, but it's not on the same level as Bill Cosby or anything like that, I would say.
Okay,
well, okay,
I'd be tight though.
I'm still quite confused on the thing.
Just tight, okay.
Yeah, you'll be more than tight, well, man. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Right, like, you wake up like mid giving head, and you're like, oh yeah, and then you look down, and it's a whole.
Yeah, you gave head to the wrong thing, man.
I think you're gonna be a little bit more than tight.
You'll be crusty from your lips, and you don't even know why. I ain't gonna say no more. But the thing is, I'm getting, is the internet tight because of the drugging aspect of this? Is this because they're still trying to figure out if there was some rape induced on the internet?
I feel like it's the drugging aspect. Yeah, because I mean, niggas get robbed every day, B. Like, that's just what it is.
Yeah,
like, that ain't not. I really do think it's the drugging aspect of it, because, like, I mean, we wasn't there, so we don't know if they consented to pills or not pills, or she put it in a drink when they wasn't looking, you know?
Okay. So, it's... Okay, by the way, thank you for coming through, Fry, and everybody else watching here. We got Avery and Achilles on the podcast today. We're just trying to figure this out real quick. And, yeah, it's... That's the thing I was quite... Trying to figure it out, if the internet was actually mad of the drug in itself, or, you know, because the drug in itself, it's quite... What I'm saying, it's kind of that you can't drug somebody with their knowledge, like without their knowledge, it's quite fucked up. Ain't gonna lie to you, regardless. But compared it to the fucking the other two cases, which are way more extreme than what she did, it's still fucked up, but not to that level of what the other two guys did. I don't know, and I seen some also the internet saying, what if this was like a guy doing the same to girls? There was no rape involved, but he still drugged them. Like, what then? Like, I don't know how to feel about it. How do you guys feel about that?
I just feel like there's a lot of free vagina out here. I don't know why people are doing these things.
Yeah, true. But also, another thing that I said on the internet, are guys not coming out, first of all, because they don't want to take that L of, oh yeah, I got robbed because I wanted some. And number two, because the guys that she was targeting mostly were the guys that had wives and kids and shit like that. That's why people are not coming out saying, oh, Cardi did this to me. Is that factors for them not coming out whatsoever?
Probably.
Probably they don't remember.
That's another thing. they probably don't remember. It might be an ego thing, you know. Or they don't want to be like, I just got scammed by a bitch and a transgender. Like,
But the transgender thing, I think that was like a one-time thing with her boyfriend for sure, who cheated on her.
So it was revenge, basically.
That one was like a revenge thing, and then the rest of these cases are just her robbing without the transgender.
So just robbing motherfuckers without knowing whatsoever, because they wanted to get some. So are they at fault first because they trying to get some?
Yep, they were trying to get some. She just pilled them, knocked them out, and then robbed them. She would grind up on them until they fell out, like until they fell asleep, and then take the money and dip.
What if she was robbing folks and giving it to people less fortunate? She'd be right, Robin Hood.
Robin Pill.
Robin Hood. I got you. All right, so with that, that's it for today's podcast. Get the fuck out. Nah. What else happened this week? Oh, wait, don't get the fuck out. Oh, she got the strap all right. Oh no. If you wake up after being drugged with your ass sort of shit, something happened, man. Something happened. I ain't gonna say nothing more.
What else? Some strong ass pills.
Some strong ass pills for you not to feel none of that. What else happened this week, though? I ain't got no more topics myself. I think those are the three big topics that came up through today.
Did anybody see the Us movie yet?
Nah, not yet.
But, God damn it!
But
that I was mean, a, I didn't see it either. But
that's another topic. You saw it, the internet getting mad at the clickbait title.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Yeah, go ahead.
What clickbait title?
Was it Jordan Peele?
Yeah, Jordan Peele.
He had an interview. I forgot with who, but they asked him. They were like, "Hey, would you ever think about making a movie with a white lead?" And he said, "No." And that's what they made all the titles about, saying he would never make a white lead role. And when you figure out what he's saying basically that, "Hey, you know, there's already movies with white leads, you know, in scary movies, so." I just want to do a black thing, you know, not black, but you know what I mean? Not white.
Yeah. Basically what he said was like, if I want to make a movie a horror movie with a white lead, there's already a, that. There's already a lot of that. There's already a lot of
There's already movies like that.
What I want to do from now on is that I can go to Hollywood and say, hey, I want to make this horror movie with a black lead. And they will say yes and give me lots of money for it. Like, he was not trying
give
to...
give me lots of money.
Yeah, like, he was not trying to say, like, oh, I will never do it because, you know, being racist or something like that. But this article came out with, you know, the clickbait title. Jordan Peele says that he will never have a white lead character on his movies. And the internet got mad. The internet got pissed.
Why, though?
Because they were like, oh, that's racist. You should do this and you should do that.
Don't they know black people can be racist? Let me stop.
I'll get the fuck out. You wilding now.
Let me stop.
You on the little I'm slay town. I'm joking.
I'm joking.
But the internet, yes, they did go wild because of that, which I don't understand whatsoever.
Why they so mad, though? When they be whole movies about white people appropriating this, like, they would do a whole, like, historical movie where, like, the main character is, like, Native American or something, and they'll cast a white person and change their whole skin color. Why y'all not mad about that?
Johnny Depp.
Why y'all not mad about that? But y'all mad because of what he said? Boy, bye. It's his money, his production company, his script. He can do whatever he want to do.
Yeah, Big Fry just said something real quick. I want to hear you guys' thoughts on this. Imagine hiring someone based on the color of the skin. Isn't that the true definition of racism?
No. So if you're saying, hey, I'm looking for a black lead role, and then I hire a white person, isn't that crazy?
Exactly. But first of all, K4, I can't see the comments on the thing. It says you have to be a one from day one something follower.
What?
Like, I don't see no comments.
What?
Nothing.
What the fuck is that? Wait, I can't mess with the things in the channel, because I never remember putting that shit on. Let me see.
He said, no, that's different, but it's my imagination. I'm telling a story. And especially if I'm black, I can only write really good stories or perspectives that I know, which is the black perspective. I can't write a white perspective. So why would we say he's racist because he only wants to write black perspective movies when there's already so many white perspectives? So he's basically saying if there weren't that many white perspective movies or maybe even like Native American perspective, there's not that many, so he would do a Native American one, but there's so many white ones being portrayed in Hollywood right now, he doesn't feel like the need to fill that gap.
Also with our special guest Mr. Abel Green in the crowd, thank you for coming through, really appreciate your laughs.
Don't pay that home no more.
But go ahead Achilles. But yeah, that's basically the argument. Can you read his act? If you're actively looking to hire a black lead for a role, okay, that's fine. But coming out and saying you will not hire a white lead, why even feel the need to say that?
This is setting on his channel.
Because he was answering a question. He said, will you hire a white lead? He's like, no, because I'm not writing white lead movies.
So yeah, that's definitely what happened. And you can just Google the title. Like I said, it's just Jordan Peele will never say, he says that he will never hire a white lead. You'll find the article. Read throughout the
Do
whole
Do you think
article.
It's racist, K-Fool?
Not really. I mean, he is the owner of his own thing. Like I say, they can do, like, there's a lot of movies that I personally don't like myself, but it's the vision of whoever directed it. Like, I can't say, like, hey, don't do this, don't do that. Like I say, let's say, this is a different fucking example, but the new Dumbo movie that came out, the live action one. I might be mad because this is not the Dumbo that I remember, but fuck it. This is the director's viewpoint of how they see this movie at and this how they directed it. I got no saying on this shit. Like, to be honest, I wouldn't care. He can express the way he wants to express.
Yeah, I want to come in. Like,
hold on. So Fry gonna say, nah, it's different. If Quentin Tarantino came out and said he will never hire a black lead, people will lose their fucking shit. It's racist. Either way, I wouldn't give a fuck if Quentin Tarantino said that.
Yeah, me neither.
Now, if he was making a slave movie and he was saying, I'm never going to hire a black role, and he gives it to a white, you know what I mean? It's about...
Then no, it's not a problem. No one would just see the movie because the shit is inaccurate. Like, okay.
It's
like no I one's say, going to see that shit, and you'll make no money.
When it comes to the director itself, they can express however they feel on the movie itself. How we support or we don't support that director.
Now you're
itself.
Adding context.
Now,
I just need to know, Fry, like, is you mad or no?
But for real though, like us, the way that we support or we don't support these movies is basically by watching them.
It's like Fry wants to be mad at this.
Yeah, like, I don't know. He said, nah, now you're adding context.
But that's his context.
I don't feel like it's racist because white people have been doing this for how long? Like, everything is always seen from their point of view. Not because someone else is trying to speak for a different point of view and don't want to put white people in the forefront. People want to get mad. About what?
How many black people are in Friends? Tell me.
About what?
No, but for real, like, and the internet say, like,
you know how many shows were canceled to put the money behind and back Friends because it seemed more a cookie cutter, or it would be able to reach more quote unquote people. Come on, son. Bye.
Also, the internet tried to tell this man what to do. This man made two movies. The fuck, man? Let him grow.
Yeah. He's also not
exactly.
He's also not saying he's not hiring white people because in Get Out there was more white people than black people.
Than black people, exactly.
Yeah. He say this.
Like, technically, like, that white bitch was the lead. Like, she was luring that nigga. Like, she was the lead and she was white.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh,
exactly,
dang.
JF. Oh, it was dang. Called In Living Single. And where the fuck is that show, huh? It's gone. It's gone, JF.
Oh.
It's gone, children. It's gone. And look how long Friends been on.
And Netflix over here spending a lot of money to
I
get.
Can't.
I'm done with it. Abe was fucking laughing in the background. I'm sorry, but also Netflix is spending a lot of money to keep fucking Friends on Netflix. Is that still going on, Achilles?
Of course, they dropped all that money. They're keeping it on and they're pushing it. Like, you can tell by what I watch that Friends is not something I watch. Oh, based off what you watch, Friends, you should. Like, no,
I always see that shit on my thing. I always see that on my shit. And I don't watch. I would never sit down and watch that show.
Like, for real, it's the same thing.
People forgetting.
Oh my God, that's really bad.
Sir, you are not on this podcast.
I'm sorry.
Sir.
Married to a white lady. Like, what is going on?
You think they care that he's married to a white lady?
They
don't give a fuck?
Do the math. People gotta do the math.
What math?
Oh my
niggas
God.
Is mad about that he's married to a white woman. What math?
Friends not even that good, Big Fry. Martin is way better. I don't like.
Say it again. What was that? Mm-hmm.
Martin was way better than Friends. It didn't go as long as Friends because of the skin tone. This is all it is.
Look how long Friends has been on. Yeah, imagine that. Making a show that has good ratings for the entirety of its run. That's a dumb fucking comparison. Dumb fucking comparison? Nigga. Friends, no. Friends is not the wave, okay? That was not a good show, in my opinion. That shit was annoying. A lot of them characters were fucking annoying. No. Sorry, sir. Sorry.
But, also, do you guys have... I haven't seen the internet reaction to this. What happened to that Michael Jackson documentary? Do you guys learn what happened to the people reacting? I know what happened to Bloomy reacting. He was like, I'll never hearing a Michael Jackson song for some reason.
Hold on. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I can't let this shit go.
Fries
get me tight.
Yeah, go ahead.
It didn't go as long because of the skin tone. What's that girl's name? The girl who played Maxine on In Living Single, she did a whole interview about this. talking about Friends, how Living Single came out first and the network had dropped them to back Friends. Like, go Google that. Like, I'm not going to speak no more about it. Yes, like, it wasn't as long as a run because of skin tone. Yes, because they felt like people couldn't relate to young Black successful people out here doing stuff. Yes, that's exactly why I got it. Yes, Jay, Erica saying. Alexander. Exactly why. Yes, right. That's exactly why.
Ooh, that's another comment. What was the viewership on that show compared to
nobody
Friends?
Watched that shit. That's why the young. I'm about to get dumb tight. Okay, we need to change the subject.
All
right, I'm about to get dumb tight because that was my fucking show.
All right, let's take a topic that people is gonna get able gonna have dumb tight. That it was watched.
This sir, would you like a seat? Because no, I'm just okay.
I just want a good network that got viewers.
All right. So now, like I said, like I was asking,
write that in the comments for your boy. Okay.
So, I just want to know: do you guys know what happened? What's the reaction with the internet after? What is it? Leaving Neverland or what was the name?
Escaping Neverland? Shit, I don't know. Yeah, something like that. I don't know. I don't know the title. I just made that up.
Now, let me know. Do you guys know what the reaction for the internet was? Like,
if you hop in the Neverland, I think I'm niggas. In that seat.
I think niggas was mad at Oprah.
Really?
Yeah, cause she was and you know that was she. I don't know. She produced that shit or something.
I know what Dr. Phil said because Dr. Phil is he's a person that they hire to like you know analyze people to see if they're guilty or not. And or if they're telling the truth or not.
What the fuck?
You guys got another fire again?
No, that's not me, bro. But that scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, let's get the fuck out of me too. Holy crap.
Heart attack, my lord.
Stop burning shit. It's that over here. Hey, the kids are
that's what happens when you speak facts. You burn your house down.
Yeah, true. But I just wanted to see to get a little update on that. What the hell happened on that?
I didn't watch it, but
yeah,
it's interesting to me that it's come out and these people like are the same people who like testified in his trial before saying that, no, he never touched me. He's a really good guy. And now it's like, he's touched me for like 7 years. And like, so you perjured yourself before? Is that what you're saying? Mm. Like, why would we believe you now? Like I don't understand why people do that. And like, what was the purpose of it now? Like, this man has passed away. Just let him rest. Leave him alone.
So it wasn't them trying to, what is it called?
What, get money?
Yeah, from the state or from the family? Like, what was it?
I think they're trying to get money from the estate, yeah.
How would you do that? But
I don't know.
You have to sue his kids.
Yeah, and the kids ain't got nothing to this shit. Like, for real. Nothing to do with this shit. The man's dead. He dead.
I'm just glad Janet, like, said nothing about it.
Mm. All right. Back it. Any more topics that you guys can bring to? Some gaming little news. Borderlands 3 got announced. Hype, like always. I know Avery don't care about games, but fuck it. Borderlands 3
I don't even know what you just said. I'm not sure it was English.
Yeah, Borderlands 3 got announced, which is a game that we've been waiting for 7 years, 7, 8 years now. Holy crap. We are hype as fuck, gamers. Movie-wise...
we are hype as fuck.
Movie-wise, I think Dumbo came out, which...
Oh, y'all seen Captain Marvel?
Yeah.
I did.
I seen parts of it. I haven't seen the whole movie yet. But I know all the spoiler talks and shit like that.
So what you think about it? Was it good or no?
I felt it was good. I liked it. It wasn't the best of Marvel, but it wasn't the worst. It was above average, I would say.
Fry,
above average.
Out. Get the fuck out, Fry.
I gave it like an 8.
I would agree. Like, I had low expectations of it because of, like, all the reviews I was hearing. And when I seen it, I was like, okay, it's not that bad. still not what I expected, but it's okay.
I was hating all the hate it was getting because of what Brie Larson said about a different movie that a lot of people, a lot of my white friends who were saying, oh, no, I'm not going to watch it. She's attacking the white Marvel male fan base, and that's the majority, and how could she do that? And
what?
That same friend, like, on...
God, you burning the house, Achilles. Golly, see, your comments are burning the house. Golly.
All right, hold on. So the same friend, I have a Facebook group that has like 2,000 people in it. And every time somebody would post a Marvel Avengers and like, oh, man, this is good, this is bad. The same friend who said he wasn't going to watch it, he would post, man, that movie is trash. Da-da-da-da. And I'm like, so you seen it yet? And he was like, no. I was like, I want you to disclaim. Every time you go down on a post, I need you to disclaim that you have not seen this movie and you're sitting there calling it trash.
Yeah, I haven't seen the movie, but what I got from most reviews is it's an average. It's not bad. It's not good. Like, it's not great, but it's good. It's an average. It's an okay. Like, people are rating it between 7 and 8 out of 10, which is good. It's not a flunk.
Yeah, like, that's fair.
Like, people, it's not a flaw like people were expecting to. Not people, but the Lao minority wanted to. It seems that this movie is hidden more with females than anything, which is, you know, that's their target with this movie. But it's hidden more with them than with, you know, normal fam, like the normal.
That shit didn't hit with me.
MCU fans, basically. Like, the people that just watch the movies because they're, well, we're all nerds. But they're nervous because of the movies. That's all. Well, although 90% of the reviews I've seen, they said it's bullshit about something that happened to Mr. what's his name? Samuel Jackson's. they say that the reason behind that is some bullshit. Almost all of them say that. I don't know. How do you feel
about it? It is. You want to know what it is?
Spoilers alert. There you go. Spoilers.
Hold on a second. Mm-hmm. If you think Friends is trash, put a 1 in the chat. If you think he was good, press 2. I want to see how many people think Friends is good, because somebody's still going off. Now continue.
Before we continue, I'm just going to put that real quick. I just want to say that I want to, spoilers alert, I want to ask Avery, how do you feel about the reason why my man Samuel Jackson's eye got fucked up?
It was really dumb. I thought something serious happened. And yeah, spoiler alert, because I'm about to tell y'all. There's a cat in there that actually has like some type of octopus or some shit like inside of it. Like, it's not a regular cat. Mm-hmm. And like the cat like literally just scratched his fucking eye out. Like it didn't scratch his eye out. The cat scratched him. And I guess because of what the cat is, like his eye got infected or something. Then they just had to take that shit out.
See, that's almost everybody that reviewed this fucking movie say that's the only thing that they got a gripe about. Like, that's some bullshit. Like, they all say, man, that's some bullshit. Because on Captain America, the Winter Soldier, we saw this man's eye, and he said, the last time I trusted somebody, I lost an eye. And everybody just got mad hype, like, oh shit, this is going to be a backstory, it's going to be amazing. Like, this man was in the war or some shit. And then all come to find out, oh yeah, cat just scratched it. The fuck? Everybody got mad as hell, and everybody was tight as fuck because of that. That was the only thing that everybody was complaining about. More than anything, all the things that I've seen so far, the movie is okay. It's not the greatest, but it could be better. It could have been better. That's the thing that I heard too also. It could have been better.
The favorite part for me was just the end when you see the little snippet. Mm-hmm. When they're like trying to figure out what the, I guess his pager thing was. And then she just shows up and she's like, where is it? And then it just cuts to black.
Yeah, that's the thing I know about that scene. I haven't seen it yet myself. But I guess the movie theater that was close to my fucking house just permanently closed. Which sucks. I gotta drive like half an hour for another movie theater. Like, man, if you don't get that bullshit out here, but whatever. Go ahead.
Oh, are we doing spoilers or no spoilers?
No spoilers. Like, we already said spoilers.
So. Yeah, okay. It's spoiled.
I guess my favorite part was actually the hill turn, and you, to find out that the Skrulls weren't the actual bad guys.
Yeah, because in the comics, they are usually the bad guys. Well, actually, that's the whole reason in the comics.
Well, not just them, but the Kree is also always the bad guys too. So they were kind of showing two bad guys at one time. Mm-hmm. But we actually got to see like the perspective of this one Krill family.
Mean ultimate spoiler? So you just telling the movie? Okay, go ahead.
Damn, he muted himself right away. Like, nah, I fucked up.
Nah, he's like the whole shit. Okay, go ahead.
No, but go ahead. Let's continue.
Oh no. But that was my favorite part.
Okay, just I haven't seen the movie, but I know all the spoilers about it because I really couldn't. Like, to be honest, I'm not that much of a movie viewer because I'm tired as hell from work, so I don't go watch movies. The only movies that I...
That's not an excuse.
It's an excuse because I can't fucking do shit. I work from Monday through Saturday. That's some bullshit. But I want us to go see... Those are the two movies I want to go see, Us and Captain Marvel. That's the only two movies that I still want to go see because I want to see how that movie connects to... Endgame, which I already know how, but still, I want to see how it goes. Like, I want to see the movie itself and Us because fuck it. I want to see Us.
We're going to need to do a wraparound. First of all, let's address Kablumi, who just rolled in here late as shit. Sorry, all. Net just came back up, was with the fam bitching about the account.
Wait, what?
No one cares. Get your shit together.
What?
I guess his internet went down or something. I don't know. That don't got nothing to do with why you wasn't answering your phone.
Yeah, your internet going down doesn't mean you can't answer your goddamn phone from five people calling you at the same time.
Oh, and then Big Fry gonna say, if you apply for a job talking to Riri and your potential employer tells you straight up they aren't hiring black females because they've seen that story before, what's your first response? It better be fuck you. My nigga, how does that apply? No one would ever say that. Would ever say that to somebody at a job interview.
We had a Keisha up here before and it didn't go well. Is that
exactly
what
like what the fuck?
Also, let's get this straight. They asked him directly, would you why do you want this man to lie? Like, oh yeah, the next move is gonna be man. They asked him directly. No, they ask him directly, Fry. Are you ever going to... Go ahead.
He did say it because he was answering a question.
Yeah.
I mean, the casting directors, they typed in the newspaper looking for lead black role, but he didn't say that, you know what I mean? He didn't say anything like, hey, anybody can come up here. And then when the white people came, he was like, nah, we're not looking for you. That's not what happened.
But my question is this again: let's say the interviewer didn't ask that. Let's say he said it anyway. What's the problem?
Yeah.
Seriously, what is the problem?
I gotta say this.
Come on, backseat driver. What the fuck you gotta say?
Go
come on. Exactly. Come on, sir. What you got to say?
He snatched that microphone out of her face.
Yeah, he snatched it.
I have to say one thing. This is in reference to a movie. So him as a director, he can choose whatever he wants to do in the rights of his art. Okay? This isn't like something that you're going to McDonald's or a corporation or anything like that. This is his vision for what he wants to do. So in terms of that, you have to respect the vision and what he wants to create. That's art. You do whatever you want. That's his money. You do whatever you want. Now, if he was in corporation saying, hey, we're looking for this, that, and the third, yeah, that would be super fucked. But in this case here, I mean, let's just be real. In the white side of things, when movies are made, that goes without saying. They don't even have to say we want white lead roles. They just hire them. That's just majority. Like you that goes without saying. That doesn't even need to be talked about. So, not saying all white people are bad, but that's just is what it is in society. So him saying that and being honest, yeah, it doesn't sound common to the typical white person or some black people now. But yeah, that's facts. That's hey.
But he's not saying that he won't hire white people, period. He's just like just saying as far as the like movies the movies he's making, and art I'm making now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
As a lead person,
yeah,
that's not visually what I want to see on my screen. I'm creating a story, a perspective from this space, and I don't see a white person in that lead role.
Yeah, that's how I see it as. Like, it's not saying, and clearly, if you guys don't know, his wife is white. So, I mean, he's clearly not like, fuck white people. But people don't know that. People don't research. And in the Living Single thing, I'll say this. That show was on a prominent network where they had a lot of viewers. I don't think that per se was a racism thing in that sense, because if Fry's pulling up the numbers and that was the numbers, that's kind of like pretty close. But I will say this though, I could see a network saying, "Hey, we're going to drop this for this new fresh look. We're going to go with this cast," and I could see that happening though too. So either way, like I know Living Single, I know I watched it like crazy. And I know a lot of people watch it because it was on a great channel. I forget what channel it was started on, but it had the numbers. It was doing good. Like
let me add to what you're saying, but you also have to think about how did they collect numbers back in the 90s? It was off of Nielsen boxes, right? They gave Nielsen boxes to certain families, and that family represented that whole area. So They were going based off of you know Nielsen TV boxes, which is you can't say that's accurate at all. So we never really had an accurate thing until we went digital, like YouTube and the streaming services. Now we can get an actual representation of
all right and get real numbers. Data. Yeah, get the real data behind it. I get you with that because definitely cable boxes doesn't depict who's actually there and who's particularly watching. Yeah. I give you
that's what I'm saying. And it wasn't cable boxes, it was these special boxes that certain families had to apply to get for. How many black people do you know had Nielsen boxes? Do you know, you know what I mean? I don't know a single person, you know. And how is that supposed to, how is somebody random supposed to represent me? It doesn't. It, you know who represents it? The people who watch Friends, and that's why.
Oh, Nielsen.
Nielsen. I don't know. A lot of people don't know, but you know what I mean. No.
Nuisance.
Nielsen.
All right. Thank you for that commentary in the background, Abel. Really appreciate it. And thank you everybody who came through to watch this podcast today. Guy hit it, and I love that. I love that shit. Also, still, if you want to reach out to us, always come through on Twitter. With the hashtag #FuckBloomy, that way we can finally find your comments. That's gonna be all for today. Thank you, Achilles, for coming through today. Say goodbye to the people and tell them where they can find you on the interwebs.
Twitch, Twitter, YouTube. You can find me all there. Achilles, AKEYLES.
Appreciate it. Thank you for your point of view of things. Also, our co-host, really appreciate it for coming through. Avery London, want to say goodbye to the people or where they can or they cannot find you?
Yeah, you won't find me. Peace out.
Oh my, what was that again? Skirt, what is it? Oh, God, I'm done. All right, thank you everybody for coming through. Really appreciate your support like always. My name is K4. Thank you again. Episode 3 of the podcast about nothing. See you next time. Peace.
Peace. Peace. Peace. Peace.